Good morning. Another cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. A few clouds overnight, keeping temperatures a touch higher than yesterday at this time, but still most everyone down in the 20s to start the day. We'll have a nice rebound with a developing but light southerly breeze. We'll be about 5 or 6 degrees milder this afternoon. And with a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures will push into the upper 40s to near 50 on average. High pressure will dominate through the day today and into the night tonight under partly cloudy skies. Not nearly as cool, with temperatures back mainly in the 30s with 20s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for an even milder day tomorrow as a southwesterly wind increases behind high pressure. And under a mixture of sunshine and clouds, temperatures will be about 10 degrees warmer than today and in the middle to upper 50s. This will lead to the next front, which will make its way toward us on Wednesday night and for the first part of the day on Thursday from the Great Lakes. Clouds will gradually increase and temperatures will drop back into the 40s Wednesday night, then climb into the 50s with some rain developing by the drive into work on Thursday morning. Rain will last into the noon hour before moving out through New England. Highs will be around 60. Then the wind will increase out of the northwest as we dry it out with some late day sun. We'll also have a cool down behind the front, which will be realized especially on Friday. With a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a gusty northwest breeze, highs will be back into the 40s. There's even a chance of a few lake effect snow showers or perhaps even some snow squalls in the western Adirondacks and out in the Mohawk Valley. The weekend right now looking seasonable with dry weather on Saturday and a mix of sun and clouds near 50 and in the lower 50s with a chance of rain or snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out for a large part of Nebraska, including the upper Missouri Valley, northeast into southeastern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. Low pressure developing along a stalled front in the southern Rockies will track into the Midwest over the next 24 hours. Temperatures will be cold enough in these areas to support snow in the advisory locations, with 3 to 5 inches common in most places. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Shonai, Japan, at 2:43 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Amsterdam in the Netherlands at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a southwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 21, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.65 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of zero at Dixon, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 31, that's 13 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 1300s, and for the season 38.74 inches. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 89, that's 4 above normal, and 636 for the season, which is 94 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 75, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and cool today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight near 30. For the Southern Catskills, Deconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs into the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, upper 50s. Rain on Thursday morning, then some sun in the afternoon, an increasing northwest breeze late in the day. Temperatures topping out close to 60, then dropping the second half of the day. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler on Friday, with a passing flurry, maybe even some snow showers closer to Lake Ontario in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 Saturday. A chance of rain showers, perhaps some wet snow showers in the mountains on Sunday in the lower 50s, and partly sunny on Monday with highs right around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.